Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Adventures in Collecting podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here. What you're about to hear and or see, depending on where you're enjoying this podcast, is a approximately 1 hour long roundtable discussion with the Hasbro Ghostbusters team regarding their successful HasLab of the PKE meter and the Ghost Trap, the 1-to-1 scale replica versions. So Dave had the opportunity to sit in on this roundtable, and what you're about to hear and or see again is that conversation. So I'm gonna shut up now and I'm gonna disappear, and you're gonna hear some Ghostbusters stuff. Enjoy.
Okay, let's kick it off with Jason from Ghostbusters News, because he's first on my list.
Hello, guys. So, I mean, if I had to answer, I'm going to have to go with the heart of the Ghostbusters, Dr. Ray Stantz. He's my favorite. Also, he makes a mean crystal head vodka. So, but my first question here is, we're kind of taking it back to the Proton Pack, the Plasma Series Spengler Proton Pack. Its construction, it made modifications relatively easy, from adding an Alice frame. I mean, you guys pretty much, you wanted people to do that. That was one of the big selling points of it there. Adding further real world parts. Will the Ghost Trap and PK meter be made with makers in mind? I kind of reached out to the Ghostbusters News community, and a lot of people, they were asking about micro foggers being added into the main body of the trap, maybe swapping out the screen-inspired relay on the pedal for an actual relay. Anything kind of like that?
So, great news. Legally, we will insist that you do not modify or tinker with our toys, because they are toys and we make them to specific QA standards. With that in mind, and interpret this as you will, this HasLab is being made with the same fan-focused appeal as the Proton Pack HasLab.
Now I'm afraid to add anything.
No, go ahead. That's our legal disclaimer. Now Kevin's going to talk.
Jason, thanks for the question, and always enjoy watching your channel. Thanks for all the great reviews over the years. It's been great to see. But hey, listen, yeah, I mean, obviously we always keep Ghostbusters fans in mind. Obviously all of this is informed by the fan community, a chunk of which is sitting here today. And I think there's some details we hadn't gone through before that I think would be great to walk through, and I'll keep all that legal jargon in mind. But, you know, I think there were some questions that came up as far as, like, how much real metal is on this thing? And without divulging too much, I will say we do have a fair amount of it. It adds to the weight of this product, which is great, but also just the authenticity. So you do have metal plates on the side with real screws in all of them. You have metal plates on this side as well. I know you guys, I'm probably not displaying the best view of this, but you guys have all seen the photos. This plate up front is also metal. Of course, all the switches, the tether for the XLR cable, that is as well. The V-clip, of course, is as it has been on all the others, on the wand and the pack. The wheels are actually die cast as well, and they roll like butter. And then, you know, to your point, the relay, we do have metal plates here on the relay, real screws as well, both on the front plate and the top plate. So
that was good.
I will say, I am probably the biggest Ghostbusters fan in this building. And I am endlessly pleased with everything involving this trap. I was equally as pleased on the pack, and that's all I will say.
And he will tell us if he's not pleased, so he is definitely a very good advocate for the fan community. And if you can see some of the extracurricular work he's done on Ghostbusters things, then I think that you would... legitimacy to your...
Before I ever worked here, I built my own pack from scratch. I built my own trap. I've done my fair share of modifications to my own equipment on my personal, in my personal collection. So these things are created, and, you know, I don't have as much oversight as, like some kind of emperor, but I do, you know, I am pleased with everything that, Kevin has done on this item.
Pat has mastered the art of uncomfortably breathing down one's neck. Literally and figuratively. It's okay.
I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it.
I'm frequently lane hopping, you know, from graphic design to product to writing to... I step on everyone's toes all the time. Just trying my best.
But as you can tell, we actually do enjoy spending time together as a team. We have spent a lot of time together working on these products. And so this really is all HasLabs are labors of love, but that this feels like it has really been a monumental team effort to make this happen. And that we're really, really proud of this one. Was that helpful? I know we veered off in a ton of different directions, but that felt like a decent answer, right?
I mean, you answered five of my questions right there, so thank you.
All right, perfect. All right. We're just knocking them out.
All right, I'm going to pass it to Yes Have Some.
Hi, everybody. Craig from Yes Have Some Podcast here. Thank you so much for doing this. My favorite Ghostbuster is podcast. obvious reason.
Excellent.
And also Egon Spengler, but we'll say podcast for today. A lot of our listeners and audience are interested in the process of what goes into deciding what the next HasLab project's going to be. I was wondering if you guys could talk a little bit about the timeline of how this project came to be. Was it the Proton Pack was super successful, let's go, or is there a lot of discussions and ideating on what the next thing's going to be for the HasLab?
Yeah, I feel like there's always a lot of ideating around HasLabs. You know, so much has... It's been interesting because so much has changed in the world of HasLabs since we did the Proton Pack, right? That was... I've done 3 G.I. Joe HasLabs in the time since we did the Proton Pack. And so there have been a lot of learnings that we were able to take from projects that have happened since then and the Proton Pack and be able to apply them to this campaign, which I think is really beneficial for everyone involved. In a kind of a general note about HasLabs, there is always a lot of kind of conversations around what we think is going to be most compelling for fans. Sometimes there are things that we think will be most compelling for fans, but there are the price point on it would be prohibitive, or the amount of space it would take up in your house would be prohibitive. If it's over 5 feet long, it's probably not something that the majority of humans could, you know, feasibly put on a shelf in their living room, just, you know, saying. And so I think all of these things kind of get taken into account. And then it's really, you know, what is that dream item that you as fans are going to see and go, holy smokes, I can't believe this is a thing that they're doing. There's no way that I'm going to miss out on this. And so that is that's kind of the vibe by which, that's the vibe check for all HasLabs, right? And then we actually go through, we do testing, we put it in front of fans who aren't just like us sitting in a silo being like, oh yeah, this is a great idea, we should totally do this. And so we do actually talk to people and get feedback on it, and not all of our projects make it to market. And, you know, that's okay, because every time we learn something new about what could be next. And there are learnings that we can apply to other things. Like, we have applied a lot of things to this. But yeah, so this one has been in the works for a little while, without going into a ton of information about our development timelines, but that it's been really, really cool to watch the team come together to work. Our partners at Sony and Ghost Core, absolutely incredible to work with. They shipped us one of the movie prop traps that we've had in the building for the last couple of weeks. So we were actually comparing the traps together, and that was how we created this. So Tony, who is our master model artist, hand painted this trap. It showed up here gray, so it's a resin model. And so Tony and his team did an absolutely astonishing job. He painted two sets of models for us. So we had back-to-back events on different continents. And it was just incredible to see it all come together.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I'll say is, just to add to, you know, the experience of working through HasLabs, working with the Pulse, is it really does foster this conversation with the fan community. And we definitely lean into that in, you know, very literal ways, but then also, you know, the Ghostbuster fan community certainly make no mystery about the things that would be appealing. Nevertheless, we do that testing. But I mean, you know, from day one when we partnered with Sony, and thank you for mentioning that, because they've been phenomenal partners, as all our licensed partners are. And, you know, we were chomping at the bit to do all of it, right? Like, we did the wand out of the gate with Afterlife, but knew that these things were always going to be in the hopper. It was just a matter of the timing, and HasLab, you know, just confirmed our suspicions that this was certainly going to, you know, be on the short list of must-haves for the fans. And glad we were able to bring it to fruition after so long. And we were, again, we've been waiting since about 2019 to bring this out. So,
yep. Cliff, make sure we don't get in trouble with the HasLab process. All of the research keeps us safe. A-plus job, buddy.
It's interesting, like, getting these products and looking at, you know, Tony's paint job on this model, and looking at the items as they kind of come off the printer and are becoming real. If I look at it and I'm like, well, I couldn't do this better. That was kind of my, like, this is like the coolest thing, to hold it in your hands, to play with it, to watch those doors open and the lights go off. It's excellent. It's such a cool product that I'm super glad we finally got to make.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great.
Can you tell? These are not short answers today. That's okay. You guys don't mind, right? I'm assuming none of you mind.
No, this is great. This is great.
Excellent.
Gonna pass it over to AJ at GhostbustersFans.com.
Hey, everyone. Yep, I'm AJ from GBFans.com. I think my favorite Ghostbuster is the Brains, which is Egon, definitely. Podcast maybe a second, Craig. That's a good one. My question was kind of already answered. You know, Jason asked it. I think
you're
maybe
going
I'd
to
have
ask a different question. We won't judge you.
Yeah, well, I have to come up with one.
Do you want us to stall? Okay, everybody here. Who's your favorite Ghostbuster, Kevin?
Oh man, on the spot.
Yeah, I know. No pressure, bud.
I thought everybody was going to say Peter Venkman, and I didn't. So
all right, Venkman, deal. Yeah.
I'm a Winston man. I love Winston, and I will take that as far as it'll take me.
Yep.
My favorite. He's been my favorite since I was a boy.
I full disclosure, much like my time spent on G.I. Joe, I did not grow up watching Ghostbusters, so I'm learning a lot. I have learned a whole bunch about Ghostbusters in the last couple of months. So I am going to buck the trend and say my favorite Ghostbuster is Kylie from the 90s animated show. I know, right?
90s animated.
Yeah, late 90s. Extreme Ghostbusters. Extreme. Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to have some representation in there.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Right. Delightful. Cliff, Venkman? Cliff says Venkman.
Another one for Venkman.
Great.
Because we didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, have we stalled long enough?
Yeah, I've got one. Well, first of all, congratulations on the success so far. I think we're hopefully going to hit that top tier and get all the unlocks. I think a lot of fans are really looking forward to that.
We're very confident in that, by the way.
Oh, definitely. And then I guess one thing I was wondering is if there's any additional features that might get worked into through either the software or the electronics of either the trap or the PKE meter. A lot of questions come up, and that's, you know, will there be any vibration or movement to the ghost trap, for one? And then I'm just curious kind of how the EMF function of the PKE meter is expected to work, if it's going to react to things in the atmosphere, electronic sources, what have you.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, I'll field that in a couple different ways. You know, what's unique about HasLabs is, am I going to get the evil eye if I divulge too much? I feel like these guys are inner circle.
Yeah, they're inner circle.
But I mean, listen, HasLabs, we get this out there as quickly as we can. I think the paint was still drying when we were taking photos of these things as we were putting them out there. And so
as a clarification to what Kevin is saying, basically what we have mentioned before, the development process for HasLabs is backwards from what regular toy development is. So usually what we do with regular toys is we have been working on them for a really, really long time before we ever show you guys anything that we do, right? With HasLabs, it's a little bit backwards because we do a lot of upfront development, but also like this is a hand-painted model, which you never would see as like the thing that we're taking pictures of to show you before you like launch a pre-order kind of a situation. So now after the campaign funds, which it has, now we actually get to go back and basically restart the development process the way that we would with regular toys. So now we get to go through all of the actual like development process milestones where we've been working with our amazing factory partners on this already, but it kind of, you get it up to a certain point with like these kind of hand-painted thrown together models, then you go backwards and then you go forwards again. So it's a little bit of a you'll figure it out. Not the dumbest thing I'll say today. So there's clarification for you.
Good.
Now please continue.
Yeah, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Very helpful. And what that tees up is the idea that, yeah, now we're digging into gameplay and code. And of course, we had gameplay already baked in as to how we wanted this thing to play out. Are there going to be some Easter eggs? Are there going to be plenty of things to be discovered? Yes, but that is stuff that we are working through as we really work out the details of that. Huge hat tip to our electronics engineer who has been doing a phenomenal job on this. You guys have seen him in other videos.
Yep.
Another huge fan. So he's looking at this through the lens that all of us fans would look at it through. I will not be able to wax as poetically about electronic components as well as Zach would, and so I won't attempt. But rest assured, we certainly are baking all of those Easter egg functions into that. We maximized the amount of switches and knobs and function. We literally could not cram anything else in here. So we crammed as much in there as we could. And I'm sorry if I missed any other details that you...
anything you want to add to that?
The rumble motor. Yes. Yes, there is a motor in here that will...
She rumbles.
Yep. She's a rumbler.
And then as a clarification point, because we've posted it online a couple places, but haven't actually like said it out loud. So we are going to be updating the pedal functionality.
Oh yeah. So yes. The pedal function, and actually we just looked at a video of this morning, one press to open it, another press to close it.
So that has now been updated.
That works.
That should be, so thank you to everybody for the feedback that we've been getting from the community. We will say, so these are scanned from Afterlife props. That being said, movie props are not necessarily always functional pieces of electronic equipment. And so we have had to make a couple of very kind of slight modifications to the models in order to accommodate the functionality that we are, like the practical functionality in them. Which, I mean, if Pat signs off on it feeling like it's not too far off from the movies, then good enough for us.
Yeah, I mean...
And it means Sony also.
I mean, the trap is different in most of the shots in the original movies. They have rubber traps, the stunt traps, the functioning traps, the trap with the doors open, traps with the doors, like with the rolling. You know, there's so many different versions of each of these props throughout the movies. I think the prop we scanned and the prop they sent us have even slight variations to them.
Yeah.
And it's really been kind of nerdy and awesome to see, you know, all the photos, all the side-by-sides, all the scans, and you're going in and you're like, okay, cool, like this detail is here. I wonder when this trap is from. And then we ask Sony and they're like, oh, that's an Afterlife trap. That's a trap from Ghostbusters 2. That's a trap from Firehouse, you know, and you see these props and the kind of the median of all of them is I think what we're going for with our trap, which is, you know, as close as we can get to what the real thing would be.
You know, and it's funny as you see, you know, just to piggyback off of that, Pat, you know, it is always so interesting how these things live in our memory and our perception of them on screen versus real life, and working with the, you know, the prop masters on Ghostbusters and seeing like, oh, all right, there's stuff in here that I'm not supposed to see. And so that, you know, because that's how, you know, it's brought to life via movie magic, we'll say. But that's the case with all our partner brands, and we're bringing something to life, you know, that we see from the screen. Is you want to have it behave, you know, really that idealized version of it rather than the actual technical function. And so we're always sort of, you know, discerning what's the promise of the prop and the product, which is shooting a fun piece of the process.
Yeah. Well, I'm shooting for the moon with these products because we just, I want it to do everything I see it do on screen.
But I mean, one other thing we were just, again, updating today, the speed of the door. Like literally timing it with scenes from the film. Like, did we get this right? And we just got an update today. The speed looks. Sorry, we'll quit talking. You guys asked the question.
Oh, no. And one more clarification point. So we are going through and still making updates to the models. So the taser arms have narrowed a little. The PKE arms. Legal, I'll go into a thing in a second. So the arms on the PKE meter, there we go, trying again, have narrowed a little bit. And then the fake taser nubs on the end of them are now more prominent so that they better match the PKE from Afterlife. Legal will want me to very loudly say, this is not a functioning taser. It does not tase people. Please do not make it do that. You should not try to. There are lights that flash, so this is a flashing light warning for anybody who may have sensitivities to that. I feel like I covered that well.
Nailed it.
Okay, nailed it. Oh, that was very enthusiastic. I liked that. Thank you. Great. All right, Vanessa, we veered way off of that one. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to pass it to Adventures in Collecting.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave from Adventures in Collecting. Hello. I'm going to go favorite. I'm going to join Team Winston. Yes. Hands down, the most quotable Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
So we're 2 for 2 with HasLabs. You know, with, you know, still all the forward movement, there's still another movie. Is the future of the brand in HasLab, or is it kind of branching out beyond?
Well, great news. You'll learn more about that soon-ish. I mean, usually when there's a movie that comes out, we like make toys to support it, right? There will be non-HasLab toys coming out in the next year, is what we can say. So not necessarily all in the, we're not putting all of our eggs in the HasLab basket. That being said, that doesn't mean that you should miss out on this delightful HasLab opportunity, though, because I think that it's a very nice complement to everything else that exists that we have done, and that it's just so beautiful.
100%. I'm very excited. Very excited for it to arrive.
Excellent. And it's, so what did we say? Shipping. So you'll have it by the end of next year so that you can celebrate the end of the 40th anniversary in style, all kitted out with your official Hasbro accessories.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and congratulations. Cool.
Thanks, Dave. Thank
you, Dave. Okay, I'm passing it to Toy Shiz.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep. Sure can.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me, and I'll go with the real Ghostbusters, Peter Venkman, but the Lorenzo music.
version only. Thanks. For those of you who get that one.
Yeah.
Congrats on the HasLab. That's shaping up to be quite a tremendous success for you guys and all the backers too, right? A lot of my questions have been answered, of course, all the questions I've kind of put forth. For having me here, I will say this. I won't mess up a question or underutilize one, but I will say that I did a poll on my socials. Everybody wants real Ghostbusters toys, so the more the merrier, I would say. So fingers crossed we'll be seeing that. But let's say this. In the realm of real Ghostbusters, for each of you, do you have a favorite episode from that old series?
Ooh.
The guy in the hat. He's looking for
my favorite. I'm gonna defer that.
Right on.
The boogeyman, but Citizen Ghost, I think, is up there for me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I think that's a big one. But anytime the boogeyman was present, I was terrified of just that, his weird goat legs and his pointy ears. Like, yeah, he was what a frightening character.
Right?
I'm totally excited when you're talking about the boogeyman, too.
Yeah.
Boogeyman
guy?
Yeah.
All right. Cool, good answers. Just trying to put real Ghostbusters out there, right? And again, congrats on the HasLab. Way to go.
I think you could tell we're big fans of the real Ghostbusters. All that, like, we had so many nods. I think all of that product was from my cubicle. that first video, all the retro stuff, like that's my childhood, right?
That was a blast working on those figures, and you know, scrutinizing it. There's so much about that. Like you said, it's your childhood. Like there's. As I was working on it, and as we were, you know, scanning our own collection to replicate these things, it's amazing how kind of these memories flood back, and there's this extra degree of accountability to get it right all the way through. I mean, there's certain things you can't do, especially with like the packaging and whatnot, but. That was awesome to bring those back to life.
Yeah, that was fun to have different styled variations on the new toys as opposed and kind of see what changed, how you could essentially make them safer for children, right? In so many ways. So interesting all around.
It's been, as you can tell, we all get really excited when we get to like bring our childhood toys in for official work capacity. So we've been doing, I've been lucky enough to get to work on all of the kind of archival activations that are happening this year. So my childhood Furby, which is the first thing that my mother ever purchased on the internet, was on display at San Diego Comic-Con. He went to the Paley Center for the Paley Center Honors a couple weeks ago and was on display. He got to be on display for 1027. So it was, Benny never thought that this was going to be his life.
It's your actual Furby.
It is my actual childhood. It is an all-white 1998 Furby. And that was my childhood Furby.
Wow.
Yeah, still with its tags on. But, like, the fur has that, like, this was clearly loved by a child vibe to it. So,
Does it still come to life in at night?
Oh, 100%. Did you guys see, what was it? Mitchell's versus the Machines with the giant Furby? I have never been so delighted by a weird turn of a movie before, where I was just like, I want to know who in our legal department was like, yes, this. We're going to do this, because I would like to go shake their hands.
You might have to be talking to them after this.
Yeah,
it's fine. All right.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gonna pass it over to James from Toy Book.
James, you're on mute.
James, I can't hear you.
Still can't hear you. Try again.
No.
Still no.
Nothing.
The Teams channel hates you today.
Wow. Yeah, your mute button's not showing, but not.
That's so weird.
Type it in the. Can you type it in the chat?
If you type it in the chat, I can read it out loud for you guys.
Sometimes the device settings bumps you to a device that doesn't exist on your machine. So, the wonderful Teams.
We love Teams.
Oh, technology.
We love Teams. Speaking of old toys, while James types that in, mm-hmm. I had the pleasure. I have my original Optimus Prime still in box.
Ooh.
And I brought it in. And had both Peter Cullen and Frank Welker autographed.
That's cool.
And they were very reluctant to do it. They were like,
Are you? They're like, are you sure? Sure.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I started here years and years ago, one of the first meetings I had with like my boss's boss was like, "Oh, what are you hoping to do?" And I was like, "What's going on with Real Ghostbusters?" I was like, "Are those a thing that I can that we can bring back? Like, what's the deal?" And it was so long ago that, you know, it was before we did the reissues and like.
Can you hear me?
Yeah!
Yay!
Yeah, it totally did bounce to something else, but I did type it in here, but...
Oh,
you can,
oh,
you
good.
Can also talk.
You can go ahead and ask it out loud now that you're back.
But now I can say it.
The voice of an angel.
What? All right. What kind of consideration went into making this project something that can simultaneously be an add-on to a previously released product, but also stand on its own?
Ooh.
Wow, very...
That's clever.
Cleverly
yeah.
worded.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it? Do you want me to?
Well, I can say that we are always applying learnings, and there are certain things that we know were, and this is true for anything. And I, you know, whether it be the wand or the pack or anything else, there are certain things that we know were pain points. And we, you know, definitely worked diligently to make sure that those issues didn't reoccur. You know, and I think one thing, like, well, I'm not deliberately trying to beat around the bush, as I am just trying to kind of grab the right words. I know, James, what you're getting at. We're losing.
Cliff says that we're doing a really good job. And
fair enough. Emily, okay. I don't know if
Cliff
there was
is
any
out of diet ginger ale.
Oh. I didn't know if there's any blanket legalese here that I need to be
Great question. Depends on what you're gonna say.
I'll say this. We are aware that there are products that have existed and we are always open to how this could interface. We hope to make more in the future as well. I'm trying to be deliberately vague here, but
yeah.
It's interesting from a kind of a role play item perspective, right? Because the majority of HasLabs so far have been figures or figure sets or big vehicles kind of a thing. And so the idea of getting to kind of knock it out of the park with Ghostbusters, with role play, and getting to do all of these great dream items that everybody is so excited about, and having Sony as such amazing partners who are just like, oh yeah, we'll send you over whatever sounds you want from the movies for this, or, you know, whatever we can do to help make this the most authentic experience for fans, has been really incredible. And I feel like we all feel very lucky that we get to kind of help bring these items to life. But there is literally a slide on my HasLab pitch deck from when we were talking about this with kind of our management team to be like, okay, what is the reason for this being? And it's a picture of somebody that I pulled off the internet dressed up as a Ghostbuster with, you know, you have the Neutrona wand circled. Okay, Neutrona wand, check. We did that. Got the proton pack circled. Check. We did that for the last HasLab. So what are the two other things that you really, that I consider to be like the four main pieces of ghostbusting equipment? BKE and your trap. And so to us, that was kind of how we got, because we've gotten questions about like, why did you do this before you did this? Or how did you choose this over other things? And so to us, this was like, this was the heir apparent for HasLabs.
Yeah, it's like the hierarchy of fun props from the movie.
Yeah.
Definitely goes like wand and pack, trap and PKE.
Yep.
You know, it's just so pretty
yeah.
to look at. I'm just and,
but we do, one of the things that's been so much fun for us for this is every fan community wants different things and they like different things and they kind of enjoy different kinds of interactions. And so for us, this has been really fun. This has been kind of the most creative we've gotten to be on a HasLab campaign before in terms of like the videos that we stayed after work to film once it was dark out, that there are, you know, and I know some of you on here, multiple hour long breakdowns of every shot of those videos. And I cannot tell you how like, ridiculously delighted we are by that, because it makes us feel like, A, the time and effort was well spent on these things. Cliff did a great job in those videos.
You ran around a lot.
He did, yeah. But it was, you know, those are things that won't necessarily, and like, we would never do that on G.I. Joe, because the G.I. Joe fans would look at me and go, no, what are you doing, lady? Give us some pretty pictures of this, and so we know what it'll look like in our dioramas, kind of a thing. But it's, which is not to say that there is a value judgment of one over the other. We just know how to cater to different fans. I love all the G.I. Joe fans. But that this has been a very unique experience for us to work on. We went to Rhode Island Comic Con on Friday and got to talk to all of these amazing humans. We got to go to, we drove down to Tribeca on Sunday and got to go to the firehouse and take pictures of our models at the firehouse. I think they just posted a picture online. And it was, so this has been a really special experience for us. And it has been so nice to be welcomed into this community with open arms.
We went on a huge tangent.
We did. Oh, yeah.
To the future.
Wild tangent. which is to say that this, it's been a really cool project to get to work on. And, you know, there's a lot of interactivity features between this, other things we've done in the past, and who knows what we may have in the future. We are very good at future-proofing things. That's how I will phrase that.
Way to put a bow on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that, James? Did I just like, ooh.
That worked. You know, there's great. Definitely some quotes in there that are usable. So perfect. Appreciate it.
You know, I like to try to give you good quotes.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to pass it over to Jay at Geek Dad Life. And just for the Hasbro team, just wanted to let you know that we're coming up on the hour in just a few minutes.
Okay.
We do have one more person to go.
Delightful.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Chubsy Wubsy Toys. A traditional mom-and-pop toy store in Little Falls, New Jersey, Chubsy Wubsy Toys brings you the best new toys from the brands you love without the hassle of pounding the pavement searching for them at larger retail stores. Visit them in person at their brand new home at 101 Newark Pompton Turnpike Suite 1 in Little Falls, New Jersey, or online at ChubsyWubsy.com. That's ChubsyWubsy.com. And tell them Adventures in Collecting sent you.
Did you know that CGC Video Games now offers cleaning services for your favorite collectibles? Make your collectibles look good as new and give them that extra life in our crystal clear holders. With professional cleaning for sealed, complete in box, and cartridge-only games, maximize the potential of your collection. Submit today at CGCGrading.com. That's CGCGrading.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, back to the show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure can. Hello.
Awesome. Sweet, hello. My name is Jay from Geek Dad Life.
I got to give Ghostbusters answer the call some love. I'm a big Gillian Holtzman fan. Kate McKinnon. It's awesome in that movie. And my question is, I have a couple. I think this is what I want to go with. Were you shocked by the quick success of this HasLab? And what do you think has led to the success of two consecutive Ghostbusters HasLabs?
I mean, go ahead.
Oh, no. Do you want
to
go?
I was just going to say, it goes back to what you were saying. And that slide you brought up is we were, you know, deciding what was going to be the next HasLab. The thing that worked so well for Ghostbusters were, guys, there's a trap-sized hole in everybody's heart, and a PKA size hole right next to it. So, you know, there's so many franchises out there and so many different characters to pull from. But as Ghostbusters fans, like, there's one set of gear. Like, there was some assurance there that this was going to be the thing. The wait, between the last time one had been offered and this was quite substantial. We saw the secondary market for those things. And, not to, marginalize how thrilled we are that everybody showed up. Like, I can't, just the gratitude that everybody jumped on it proved what we all knew about Ghostbusters fans and what we'd been touting internally. Like, they are going to show up. There is so much passion. And so thank you guys for proving that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, for the fans, by the fans, these two huge role play items are just, when I was 5, I was like, I want a proton pack. When I was 15, I want a proton pack. When I was 35, I want a proton pack. And now I have many proton packs. But it's just, it's the missing hole in my heart was these two items.
But we are constantly, even though, we are confident that the Ghostbusters fan community is going to show up. It does not, please don't take that to mean that we were not wildly humbled by how fast this funded. Like, this was, so we're fans of internal betting, right? So everybody on the team makes bets about what we think we're going to fund, what we think base funding is, and then where we think we're ultimately going to end up. And Zach actually won. We will publicly give him credit for guessing how fast we were going to fund. And
I said 7.
Yep.
And I think the pack was 9.
The pack was 9. And so you kind of use your previous benchmarks to estimate where you think everything's going to end up. And we've all seen enough HasLabs at this point to know that there is a spike at the beginning, some little spikes in the middle, and then that FOMO spike at the end is absolutely wild. I think we sold 8,000 Sky Strikers in 10 hours, in the last 10 hours of that campaign. And so you never really know exactly where you're going to end, but you best believe that for 3 days we were all glued to our computers, refreshing.
We have a group text chain where Cliff is sending me wild messages at 2 a.m. and we're just watching this ticker go up and up and up, and hopefully it just keeps going up and up and up. So it was awesome to see. And very humbling and exciting, because I'm like, cool, give it, I want 5 of these.
Yeah.
What's great about that is, as a product designer, you never get to see, you sometimes never know how something performed or how well it did, and unless you want to brave the scary waters of going into Amazon reviews. But the fact that
never read the comments. Never read the comments.
And of course, the response from you guys it means a lot.
HasLabs are very interesting because it's like a very public view into our development process, right? Because by the time we do action figures, usually, they are so far along in the cycle that, they're going to come out and the universe will just kind of, whatever happens, happens. We hope that what happens is good. But with HasLabs, it is really opinions of the people. Like, this has to be something that people want in order for it to move forward. And so it's a very interesting trial by fire isn't like quite the right word for it, but that there is a lot of, and we're a confident batch of human beings, right? But we have a lot of anxiety when campaigns go live, because even though we've done the testing, we know that it's a good product, there's still some part of all of us that's like, oh my God, what if? Like, what if we have just so wildly managed to unguess this correctly? But it is always, you just breathe this huge sigh of relief when you see the numbers going up and the positive comments and the support from the community. And so thank you to everybody for all of the amazing support that we have felt on this so far.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and going to pass it to Raymond at Ghostbusters Universe.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on getting everything funded. And I will say my favorite Ghostbuster is Ray, because I think my name is Ray. And just fell into that and with the name thing. So, but all my questions were answered. So really, I just want to say congratulations. And I really can't wait to see what you guys do next. I think the whole Ghostbusters community is lucky to have a company who cares so much about putting out these collectibles and these toys. And it's something that's really missing, I feel like, from that collection kind of angle. So I'm really happy that you guys are the ones that are doing this. So thank you for that. And can't wait to see what you guys do next. And thank you. So
can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Where did you get that hockey jersey?
There was a website that had they have Freddy Krueger and all these different ones.
Geeky jerseys?
Yeah, geeky jerseys, yep. And it was right. Like they do limited run. And I happened to pick this up. But I love wear this every Christmas morning.
Okay. This is great.
Well, thank you guys. I mean, and Raymond, thank you for your patience going last there too. But I appreciate the positive feedback from everybody. Now, really, I mean, it's like you put so many hours in this. You stress over the littlest details. Sometimes you have to fight for them, right? Like sometimes it's like, we don't have time. And I'm like, yeah, but we really need to. Or that's going to, like, it is, it's a good natured little tug of war in the world of product development. We're all involved in that. But it's so, gratifying and validating, you know, to get the feedback from you guys to know that we got it right. That makes all of those moments worth it. So appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I see Craig has a hand up.
What's up, Craig?
Craig, you're on mute.
Be unmuted.
Shit. I know what to do. I've done this before. Okay, I know we're like really tight on time, and there was one question I wanted to make sure got in there. I didn't want to skip anybody's turn though. So this is like a real quick one. What material is the holsters made of, or are they made?
So the holsters. So on the trap holster, the back piece is metal. The V clip is metal on it, and then the material piece. And on the PKE holster, that is a kind of a faux leather that we have used on our other high-end fan collectible items. So this will be familiar to you if you've purchased across other lines before. So this is pretty standard for an executional standpoint.
This is this. We use this on another Pulse item.
Yep.
So that is, you know, stood the test. And then this is actually steel. The backer for the PKE holster.
Yep.
So it's got some good weight and durability to it.
And we have
I wore that all day on Friday at Rhode Island Comic Con.
And we did
very comfortable.
We did test it at our photo shoot that we did. So we'll have some pictures that are coming out later. And because it was the first time that we'd ever tested it on a human for long periods of time, we had, so the model was standing on a box, and then we gathered all of the pillows from all of the couches and put them on the floor just in case. But great news, we are happy to announce that you will not need any pillows. The V-clip is very secure. The trap stays in there very, very nicely.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I think that's all we have time for today. I'll pass it to the team if you guys have any closing remarks, but just for next steps, I'll send everyone the recording. And if you have any pressing questions that didn't get answered today, feel free to just email me and we'll pass it on to the team and have it answered for you.
Hey, Kelly, since we rolled in late from technology, and I'm going to blame my super sprained foot and ankle. I'm actually on crutches with a foot boot on. It's been a real fun couple weeks. All right, you saw me on a cute little scooter in the video. Do you guys have any other quick questions that we can answer? Because that was, like, totally on us.
Is that Ghostbusters universe. Raising the hand.
Hi, guys. I guess I could... You kind of answered it a little bit, but... I put this to my Ghostbusters group, like some questions. One of them was like, I know you said you crammed the trap full of things, like, and I don't even know if you can legally do this, but what about a smoke feature?
Remember how earlier I said legally we will insist that you do not tinker with or modify the products that we are creating?
Yes.
So in order to add a smoking or misting feature to a high-end collectible toy, there is a lot of supplementary testing that you need to do, and it ultimately ends up greatly increasing the price point of the product offering. And so we made the decision to not include that in the trap. That being said, there is a, perhaps on the inside of the trap, it was constructed with a... sizable cavity that may be sized just right for perhaps something that would be very commonly included in DIYs of a certain nature. It's almost as if it was built with that in mind, but we'll certainly deny that from a legal perspective. So please interpret that as you will.
I'm going to play the role of Cliff right now.
Yep.
I will. Thank you. Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any fun last minute questions? Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So kind of an overarching question that I saw from fans regarding the PK meter. A lot of people said they were kind of holding off for this answer. Not too sure if you can kind of give a yay or nay. The sound effects for the PKE, a lot of the past releases, they haven't really been all screen accurate.
Yep.
Will the sound effects with this one be?
We, as we mentioned, our friends at Sony have been fantastic partners, getting us all the assets that we require and making sure that everything is as accurate as it can possibly be. So we're in the stage of all of that right now, sound effects and gameplay and coding and all that good stuff. But emphasis on accuracy, indeed.
We don't think you'll be disappointed. Are you disappointed so far?
Not yet.
Yeah. Right.
He will let us know.
Sony is a fantastic asset to us.
Yeah. That so this is the programming model.
That's
so
why it talks.
Yes, this talks to you. We managed at the photo shoot. We got it stuck in a mode where it just went six over and over, and we were like, this is great.
This is really creepy.
Yeah.
Turn it off immediately.
So this is the model that Zach is actually sitting with and programming. So he has all of the code. So he's working on getting it into the model. So when we get all the sound effects in. But I think everybody will be quite pleased with what the technology and the sound of this will
do. There's an odd question that I've seen pop up that I think we can head off, which is, are the arms mechanical? These little wings.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can we just clarify that?
Yeah.
So arm now I can't promise that this one's gonna behave exactly as we want it to.
It needs to ratchet itself back in. There you go.
Yes. And yes, they will.
Four.
I'm saying four.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Four.
There it is.
There we go.
Programming mod, folks.
Yep.
Programming model. You're peek behind the curtain here.
Yours will not say fours and sixes, and all of the buttons will be beautiful, and all of the gameplay will be wonderful. But this is, again, as we mentioned, this is a very early look into kind of what the development cycle is like at Hasbro. And this is the level of complexity for this as a HasLab is so high that it's, you know, we got painted models out in front of you for campaign launch. I think we should all be real impressed with that. Cool. Any other questions? This is fun.
Something just come through the chat.
Was that Kelly or was that a question? We none of us can see that far. We all have glasses
on. Your time is up.
I need binoculars.
It was just me being silly.
Oh, that's perfect.
Fair enough.
Craig has his hand up.
Go for it.
Again, Craig. And you're on mute again.
He's just
Oh, I knew that time. I appreciate it. I believe in the copy of the on the site, it says there's the possibility of more surprises as the campaign goes. Is there any kind of timeline, and does the release of new movie marketing have anything to do with that possibly?
That's such a super solid question. I can't wait for you to all find out the answer to that.
Thank you.
Later. Maybe
also, there's never been a boogeyman figure. Just letting everybody know. 40 years. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
But good question. Good reading. We will make sure that there. We gotta spread out some of the. This campaign's only been open for like a week and a half, is it? Yeah, we gotta. You can need some news for the next month, right? Can you imagine how sad you'd be if you were like, "Wow, they just blew it all in the first week"? No, that's not what you want. You'd be like, "Give us more, please, and thank you." All right, Craig, is that another question from you or just the same hand raise?
No, I'm done. That's the same one. I am leaving.
Don't judge me if it is. Anybody else? We're clearly open books about this, except for the stuff we can't talk about.
I haven't gotten kicked under the table yet.
You haven't. Yeah, and he's on my boot side, too, so it would be a hefty kick. Go for it.
Any conversation? Well, I'm sure there are conversations, but anything that you can say regarding how sturdy the cable is going to be to the ghost trap? A lot of cosplayers, they like to hold it up, you know, from the actual cable. Is there any chance of that?
So what we will say is that this is a resin model.
Yeah.
So this model is it's heavier than the actual model will be. That being said, this cable is very secure in its connection to the trap and the pedal. Kevin will now demonstrate how nice that cable is.
So it is a threaded XLR cable. So XLR, I mean, I'm probably preaching the choir here. You guys know what I'm talking about. So not only does it fit nice and secure, but you obviously have, you know, the thread to tighten it on there as well. The cable itself is an actual cable. It's not hollow. We did not go with the split loom corrugate. We went with this for stability and the ability for it to take shape as you roll it out. It's 9 feet long. And what we didn't want was for this thing to kink and really get in the way. You know, we've got some heavy duty die cast wheels on here, so this thing rolls smoothly, and we wanted it to unfurl accordingly.
Yeah, Emily and I were rolling it back and forth at the photo shoot. It was a lot of fun.
It rolled very nicely. That being said, please, whatever you do with your $300, I'm so sorry, $299.99 high-end collectible toys is your choice.
Yep. Did we mention the pillow thing?
So with these being heavier, that was also part of the reason why we had the pillows, is just to double check
Tony in the model shop.
There's a running joke here where basically if you hand a marketer a prototype, we have what they call marketing hands, and we just break stuff. So I did not want to be the one to say, "Hey, so I missed the V clip."
The V hook.
I missed it when I was putting it on the thing, and it fell, and now I have to take it back to the shop. And oh no, he would never have done me any favors after that. Anything else? They're silent. We've stunned them. That's how much we've been talking for the last hour. Except for Cliff, who is doing a great job holding down the fort and keeping us safe. How's your diet ginger ale? Yeah, yeah. Could have preferred regular? No, only diet.
All right.
Well, thank cool. you, guys.
Yeah,
I have you. One more if you're okay with it.
Thank you, everyone.
I have one more if you're okay with it.
Okay, oh, go for it. Come on, bring it on.
Kind of silly, just throwing stuff out there question. First two have been wildly successful thus far. I think that goes without saying. Have you started to brainstorm what's next?
Oh, Dave, we've always started to brainstorm what's next.
My mind is going a mile a minute and 24 hours a day.
You should hear the phone calls I get from Pat just going, what if we did this? And then I start asking questions. And then he talks about it more. And we all get very, very excited. And so I feel like it's so much fun with this team, too, because we're all so open to communicating with each other. And we are very big proponents of there's never a, how to phrase, we always want to hear ideas, regardless of who they're coming from. Because even if that is an idea that isn't used, what you may end up is that idea may spark something else that could lead to something else that could lead to somebody saying, oh, have you asked so-and-so about this thing that they did?
If anybody's done improv, we just yes and each other constantly.
Yep.
just like, yeah, but then what if we do this?
Yep.
And then
there's just so much to pull from, too. Like, just historically, there's so many gadgets.
We were following along when everybody was trying to guess what it was. But everybody was like, a working slime blower. We're all like, can we do that? Like, can we figure out how to make that a thing? Pat could, but like from a mass production, like,
legally.
Yeah.
As somebody that like analyzed that video, I was like, there's so much pink slime, it has to be slime blower.
We just found a lot of pink soap. Yeah. We're like, oh, and then, you know, when we did the other video, Cliff and I were mixing the actual slime from Ghostbusters 2 recipe in a 5-gallon bucket in the bathroom at work.
Amazing.
Awesome.
And there is a little me that I made. I made a little prototype of myself as a Ghostbuster and shoved it in one of the cabinets. So
there was also one of the questions that we got on the Reddit thread that I was talking on was, how did you make the mood slime bubble during the show? And so what you missed is Jarrett, who was slimed in that video, was laying under the table with a bike pump. And every time we were talking and getting excited, he would pump a little more air into the slime.
Movie magic.
This is as we mentioned, labor of love. This is a lot of humans who have gone above and beyond. Everyone on the development team has been having so much fun with this that we just have not wanted to stop. And I think that is really a testament to, A, how much we enjoy spending time together, because I spent 9 hours in a car with these two humans this weekend to, like, you know, go and take pictures in front of a fire engine. And but that this has been like no project any of us have ever worked on here. And it's been magical.
And we talk so frequently about how our appreciation for Ghostbusters fans.
Yes,
we work 100%. With a lot of fans. I know we've talked a lot about how much we appreciate our partners at Sony, but like we consider Ghostbusters fans partners as well. And just the gratitude that's been shown by everybody, you know, makes it easier to get up in the morning and do this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try and be a fan first and a designer second. And it's been awesome. Getting to work on this brand is like it's been my favorite movie since I was 5. You know, like, doing my best to make all of you very proud.
Awesome.
Cool. Anybody else? We can do this all day. Just kidding. Kelly would be very sad.
My dog needs to eat at some point.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, anyone else? Go enjoy the rest of your day, then.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes. Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.